Okay, all of us, right? This week's Sedra, Parshas B'Shalach, the Torah introduces the Jewish people for the first time to the midst of Shabbos. Shabbos is found in somewhat different detail. And next week's Sedra, of course, is part of the affairs of Dibros and Parshas Yisrael. But it appears in Parshas B'Shalach as well. After the Kriyas Yamsuf, they wound up at a place called Morah, and there they were given certain mitzvahs. As all of the tradition, certain mitzvahs are given in Morah, and among them, it's clear in the Pesukim, the mitzvah of Shabbos in connection with the falling of the Mon. In fact, some point out, that's why we say in the davening in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, it says, Oz mi Sinai, it's Tavol El. Oz mi Sinai means even before Sinai. In other words, the Shabbos we were commanded even before Sinai. Oz mi Sinai. Even earlier than Sinai, we were commanded concerning Shabbos. So the Torah says in the Parak Tez Zayin, Pasuk Dalet, because Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe, he says, "Varma Shem Moshe, Hinani Mamtir Lachem Lechem in Hashemayim." I never put a sign up for this realized. Okay, it says, "Hinani Mamtir Lachem Lechem in Hashemayim." The Yatzo on the Lachdu Dvayom Yom Alaman on a Sena Lech Besar Siim Lo. Because Baruch Hu tells Moshe, "I will rain down food or bread from the heavens." Right. I'll send down food from the heavens, and the people will go out and they will collect every day. Vayom b'yom, they'll take each portion, each day's portion per day. Then it says Laman anaseno hayalech b'sarasim lo. That's a side point which is not for tonight's discussion. I'm testing them to see if they'll follow my Torah. Then in Pasuk Hey it says v'haya b'yom hashishi, and on the sixth day, on Fridays, they chino es hashay avil. They'll prepare what they bring. V'haya mishneh al asher yulketu yom yom. It will be double what they pick every day. In other words, on Friday there'll be a double portion of man. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe. Later on in the Parsha, the same section, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the Torah states, so after Moshe introduced that there was going to be man, so then it says indeed the people began to collect, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, they collected it early in the morning, each person in accordance with what he needed to eat, b'chama shemesh v'lamos, but then when the sun reached a certain point, the Gemara in the fourth pack of Brachas, exactly what time that was, but somehow at some point it melted. They collected lechem mishna, double portion, shnei omer le'echad, two omers per person. An omer is an amount, right, it's a measurement, so two omers per person. And all the leaders came and told Moshe, what's going on? Today a double portion fell. That's what Hashem said. Sounds like I forgot to tell you. Because Moshe had been told back in Pasuk Hey that this was going to be. Rashi comments in Pasuk Chav Beis. Rashi comments that it was a mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Sha'alu mayom yamayim. They asked Moshe, what's the difference this day? Mikanye shlumot shadayim lo higilayim Moshe parashat Shabbos. Apparently Moshe didn't yet tell him about that. Etc. That was in Pasuk Hey. Ad Shesholo was also until they asked. And so then, Amalahem, Hashem, oh yeah, Hashem told me to tell you that there was going to be a double portion on Fridays. And for that, Moshe got a little bit of a patch, so to speak. Later on, it says, how long have you refused to listen to me? It's talking to Moshe too. You didn't do what you're supposed to do here either. Okay. But anyway, a double portion fell. So, who Asher Dibra Hashem Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh Hashem Mahar. Tomorrow is Shabbos Kodesh. Eis Asher Tofu Eifu. Whatever you're going to bake, you have to bake today. Eis Asher Tofu Eifu. Whatever you're going to cook today. Eis Kolo Eides. And whatever's left. Hanichu Lachamish Meretz Araboker. It'll keep till the morning. And by Hanichu Osa Araboker. Kashir Tzivu Moshe Velo Hivish Rimel Ahoysabo. And unlike in any other day when it melted and it was spoiled and so on, this day it didn't happen. And then, Pasuk Chofei, Vayom Asher Chu, Ayom Ki Shabbos Am Hashem, Ayom Os Titzu Basodeh. Moshe said, now you can eat it, today you're not going to find any out in the field. Pasuk Chavov, Shei Shisom Tukutu, Vayom Asher Shabbos Lo Yerbo. So it could be collected for 6 days, and there won't be any one on the seventh day. Okay, so we know that a double portion, that's the part, we know that a double portion fell, the double portion of Mon fell. Now, as I said before, this is the first time that Shabbos is introduced to the Jewish people as a nation. But Shabbos is mentioned previously in the Torah, of course, in connection with Sheish and Bereishis. It's not the first time, Parshas B'Shalach is not the first time we ever meet Shabbos in the Torah. We meet Shabbos in Parshas Bereishis. But there it's not being addressed to the Jewish people. It's not no people. Just on the Chava. It's not being addressed to any one group. It's just part of the cycle of Bereishis. But it's interesting, there we have the famous pasuk that we know from Kiddush, in Perek Beis of Bereishis, Pasuk Gimel. to the third thing in the source. It says, Vayivarach Elokim Esyom Ashri, Vayikadosh, also a famous pasuk, HaShukadosh Baruch Hu blessed the seventh day, and he sanctified it. Kivosh Shavas Mikom Lachor, Shavar Elokim Asos. Because that was the day he rested from all that which he was creating. What does it mean? Vayivarach Elokim Esyom Ashri, Vayikadosh, also he blessed the day, and he sanctified it. So Rashi comments, in the name of the Medrash, there on Pasuk Gimel, Vayivarach Elokim, Berchob Amon. Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed the Shabbos in connection with the Mon. Shekoyim Moshe Shabbos Yerulam Omer Lagu Golas. Every day of the week, one Omer per head came down. One Omer's worth of Mon fell. V'mashishi Lecha Mishneh. And on the sixth day was Lecha Mishneh. And the Kincho, that's Vayivarach. That's Vayivarach Elokim Esyom Ashri. Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed the day in providing Mon a double portion on Friday. Vayikadosh Kincho V'mon. Shelo Yorad V'mon. Claw that no Mon fell on it altogether. V'amikra Kars of Hashem Ha'osin. This pasuk here, way back in Parshas Bereishis, is projecting to the future. It's referring to the month. That's what Rashi says in the name of the Medrash. So the concept of a bracha of Shabbos and Kedusha Shabbos is all manifested through the month. Some are bothered. It's very unusual. That's what it means by Baruch Vayikadosh the month. How long was the month? In the history, you know, it's a small frame of all of Jewish history. Originally, it was supposed to be even smaller, probably. But they only ended up being in the Midbar for 40 years. But originally that wasn't the plan. So how long was this supposed to be month altogether? That's what it means. In Parshas Bereishis it says, Vayivarach Elokim Esyom Ashri Vayikadosh Oso. He was referring to that 40-year span of history, a very small frame in global history. That's the whole Vayivarach Vayikadosh. So the Vilna Gaon has a comment in the Sefer Deres Eliyahu, which is a parish, one of the parishes of the Gaon on the Torah. He says, Vayivarach Elokim Chazal Darshu Berchon Kinshamon. What's the sanctification? How is concept of Kedusha manifested through the months? The Gaon explains, because what Kedusha really means, we've spoken in the past, is making something different, distinct, distinguished. It's different than the ordinary. So every other day they found one in the field. This day they didn't. That's the Kedush. And that which it says that on Friday that double, that's the bracha. Then he says, V'chein l'doros. The Gaon adds, this is all time. That which we don't do any malacha on Shabbos, that's the sanctification. Ki kiddush loshon prisha, says the Gaon, because kiddush is loshon separating, making something different or distinct. We got a Shabbos morning, we don't have to do anything. We don't have to go to work, everything's there. Right? The table is food, there's food in the house, everything's set up from before. That's a bracha, a good feeling. Get up in the morning, and this, you know, you have your needs taken care of. So the Vilna Gaon says it's not just limited to that frame of, that's just an example, but it's for all the time, right? We don't work on Shabbos, and our needs are taken care of. Kadosh Baruch Hu promises that our needs will be taken care of during the week if we won't lose anything by resting on Shabbos. A person might think, you know, if I don't go to work, I don't have any clients today, I'm not going to keep my store open today, etc. I'll lose. The Gaon says, no, that's what it means. Vayivarach Vayikadosh. The fact we don't go to work, so that's the Kiddush. And Vayivarach, the Kadosh Baruch Hu promise will be a blessing before, just like with the month. So it's not just that one frame. Okay, that's just a little bit background information regarding the month. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Tavkuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, unfortunately the first line was cut off in the sheets, but I wrote it in here in my mind, so I'll read it out loud. Amar of Abba, B'Shabbos Chayim Adam Litzoa Al Shteki Karos. That's the Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis in Shabbos. On Shabbos, a person is required to make hamotzi over two loaves. Dichsiv Lechem Mishnah. Based on this tzukah we just read, where it refers to the Lechem Mishnah, the double portion is collected on Fridays in anticipation of Shabbos. So that's the statement of Abba, the Shabbos Chayim Adam Litzoa Al Shteki Karos. A person has to make hamotzi to break bread over two loaves. Amar of Ashi, Rav Ashi's Chazino Leil Rav Kahana, now it's back. Chazino Leil Rav Kahana, Dinokat Tarte Ubatzachado. Rav Ashi says, I saw Rav Kahana that he would take two of the loaves in his hand, we made Hamotzi on Shabbos, but Ubatzachado, but only cut into one of them. Didn't, and that's what many of us do probably, right? That he didn't cut both loaves, just cut into one of the pieces, but he had the two, and how do you know that? Because where does the two, it says, Loktu Ksiv, it says, Loktu Lechem Mishneh. Right? That's the Rashi I don't have in front of me. The Rashi there in Shabbos says, Dimasa Loktu means that's in the plural. They gathered double, but they didn't cut into all of it once. Right? So therefore, that's what we do. That's the Ravashi says he saw Rav Kana do. So he made the Hamotzi on two loaves, but he only cut one of them. Good. Rav Zera continues the Gemara, have a Batsa Akula Sheruse. Okay? Rav Zera cut a kula sherusa. Rav Zera cut a large piece, a big piece, had a big challah. So he didn't seem to have lechem mishnah exactly, but he had a much larger loaf. So one that would suffice for the whole meal. He had just a huge challah. He had a huge piece of bread. You know, like you go to something like a bar mitzvah, a wedding, they have this enormous challah, you know, that, or at a dinner, you know, they have the senator or somebody comes up and, if he's Jewish, and makes a mozi. You know, I don't know if they do it nowadays anymore. It used to be a popular thing, right? That is enormous challah. A caterer can charge you for it, right? So sometimes Purim, someone always brings me this enormous challah in the shape of a fish. Every fish is, you know, mazal adar, is a dogim, right? So I have this big challah in the shape of a fish. So that's a happen a lot of times with bar mitzvah, maybe some of your bar mitzvah, this big challah that the uncle, somebody comes up to the car. So, that's what the, I don't know, it was that big, but Abzera used to have a big piece of challah. Abzera have a butz akula shirusei. Homel ervin ravashi, so ervin ravashi, hob machzik rav sinuso. It looks like a guy starving to death. He's got to have such a huge challah. It's a big piece. Amalei came in the chol yom alo abed, right? He didn't have the master krav sinuso. No, he didn't do that every day. He was just done for Shabbat. Doesn't look like he's starving. Okay, now. Keep that thought as far as Abzera in the back of your head. First of all, we have this Gemara that mentions that because of the pasuk of Lechem Mishnah, we have two loaves on Shabbos. Rav Kana only cut into one of them, but he had two rolls because it's locked to Lechem Mishnah. Okay, what's the nature of that din? Is it the Raisa, the Rabbanon? We know we have Lechem Mishnah. We have two rolls always on, or two loaves, or one loaf and one roll, or one loaf and one matzah, whatever. We have two whole pieces on Shabbos based on this Gemara, Lechem Mishnah. What's the nature of this din? Is it the Raisa, the Rabbanon? So there is a Tshuva from Rabbeinu Tam. This was number six, Sefer Yosha. We have two volumes. The Sefer Yosha is the Rabbeinu Tam's Chidushim on Shas, that don't necessarily appear in Tosus. There's two sections. There's the Chelek HaChidushim and the Chelek HaTshuvas. So the Tshuvas of Rabbeinu Tam, Simon Ayin Oz Dalad, starts talking about Shalosh Shudas, but he mentions, the following that's relating to us. He wonders with regards to women, and the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. It's one of Shal Shudas also. But the Noshim Im Chayavos, the fourth line, the Noshim Im Chayavos, if women are obligated, so much Shal Shudas, but if are women obligated in Shal Shudas, Nira Da'af Heim Hayu Ba'os HaNeiz Deman Lechem Mishnah Hayu L'Kulam. The old rule is that women are exempt from Mitzvah Sesei Shazman Drama. So firsthand you would say women are exempt from Shal Shudas. Shal Shudas also learned from the same psukim that I read before, Gemara later in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, the Gemara says that Shalosh Shudas learned from the fact that in those psukim they read, the word Hayom appears three times in one of the psukim. So that's how we learn that that's the remnants for the three meals of Shalosh Shudas. Although about Shalosh Shudas, three Shabbos meals. There's a fourth word, Hayom, that's why by some chassidim there's an opinion in the Gemara of Chidka, says that there's another pasuk that mentions Hayom, so there's a fourth Sudas. So by some chassidim they have four Sudas on Shalosh Shudas. So the fourth one's called Sudas of Chidka, because it was his sheet over there. But anyway, but that's something else. But he's talking about, it's the same parsha. So the Mon and Shalosh Shudas sort of goes together. I mean, the Lechem Mishnah and Shalosh Shudas sort of goes together. So Ben Tam said, what about women? Because even though women are exempt from Mitzvah Shazman Groma, but here, the double portion of Mon fell for the women the same as the men. It wasn't just a miracle for the men. So it's like Ner Chanukah that commemorates the miracle that saved the women too. The Neis Purim, the women have to hear the Megillah. So it sounds like Ben Tam is saying the same thing. And therefore he said, huh? Oh, good, that's the question. So the chayin chayovos lived so al steaky coros. And therefore women also, they have to make a motzi over Lechem Mishnah. It's exactly what Tom Paskin. Women do have to make, again, one person can make for the whole table, but let's say a woman is eating alone, or you have girls who are in a dormitory, something like that, they're eating by women by themselves, the husband's away or whatever, so certainly she has to make a Lechem Mishnah. Okay? And then he says, well, the mitzvah says, say, derabonon shavabakol. So this is a part of a different discussion. For our purpose now, Rabbeinu Tam says a rule here. He says, when do we say that women are exempt from time-bound mitzvahs? That's when they're mitzvahs asei shazman groma. Torah mitzvahs, mitzvahs daraisa. Mitzvahs daraisa, which are time-bound, so women are exempt. But that rule doesn't apply to mitzvahs darbonon. Mitzvahs darbonon are not. So that's Rabbeinu Tam writes over here. Now, this is the next question of Chanukah and Purim. It's an important Rabbeinu Tam to know. Well, the purpose of it for right now, we'll stick with what it says here. But, oh, the mitzvah say, Rabbanon Shavah Bakol.
Then why
does he have to say that? Okay, yeah, right, that's the question. Now, the fact is, I think he's saying, you don't really have to, even without that. That's what he says. Now, the whole rest of it in the text here is just in the footnotes. It's not from Rabbeinu Tam's own writing. But that is an interesting question. Is that true? Is it true that mitzvah sefer abanan is by all? So the truth of the matter is Rashi says that. Rashi, the next source, Masechus Brochus, of Chof on the days, Rashi says that. Because the Gemara there says that women are obligated in tefillah, the chayavin betefillah. Says Rashi, the tefillah rachamihi, the tefillah is essentially a question of mercy, umidrabanan hi. Tefillah, according to Atzma Chokas, we know the Rambam holds Tefillah Zaraisa. Many Yishonah hold Tefillah Zarbonon. So Rashi there in Brochus holds Tefillah Zarbonon, and therefore, Tiknua Afanoshim. When the Rabbonon instituted Tefillah, they instituted for women also, even though Tefillah could argue is time down. The Rambam holds not. The Rambam holds is a mitzvah Sleim Zaraisa to daven minimum once a day. But if we look at Tefillah, you think it certainly is time bound. You have to say Shachris by this time, and Nechem by that time, and Mishnayis and Brochus. The fourth parak tells exactly what has to be said until what time, the rules. So it sounds like it's time bound. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, yeah, but Tefillah, even though it's time bound, women are chayav in Tefillah anyways because they're a woman. So it sounds like Rashi agrees with that Rabbein Tam, that the rule of women exempt from mitzvah Neshon Zman Groma is only by mitzvah Sasei Midaraisa, not by Drabonis. Tosa seems to disagree. Tosa seems to disagree. Tosa Brocha says, same Dr. Tzvila, Pshita came to see her Baruch Hatzara, Masiv Amar, Kibitz Sasei Zman Groma, Kamashon Rachamin, Rashi Lo Gorisle. Rashi doesn't have that whole text. Why is her Tzvila Drabonon? Umay mitzvah Sasei Shaychibah. What's the lush of mitzvah? The whole tour for women is mitzvah asay, shazman gomah. It doesn't apply to the abonim. When we call me all come, tells this is Yeshu Yashem, the halal of the abonim, and Hashem Pturos. Right? We were to be one exempt from halal. So Tosus proposes that in fact the rule of mitzvah asay, shazman gomah applies to mitzvah the abonim also, unless there's a specific reason to include them. Then you have afay and ayobah sanez. Some do abonim, yes.
Don't we already have this
right, but it doesn't mean that every aspect has to be the same. That's the question. That's a good point. Who's pointing out is all the Rabbanans usually are modeled after the Raisos. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that it has to follow every single rule. The Kain, the Raisos. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Tosus is saying that women are cut from
Tefillah. Tosus is saying that women are, the Gemara says that women are chayav in Tefillah. Okay, but not because of this other reason. Not because, well, it's Drabonon anyway. Maybe it is Drabonon, but after the other reason, because it's a request for Rachamim. So then there's a problem with the Girsa and the Gemara over there. So what comes out, for our purposes, is that we're getting back to the issue of Lecha Mishnah. I mean, the Tam is pretty clear that he holds that Lecha Mishnah is only within Drabonon, and therefore that's why women are Chayav. Now there is that's the opinion of the it could be that Tosfos disagree. It could be that the other Rishonim will disagree. We'll see in a few moments. Rav Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva, and Shal tshuva says Elokh Shlomo Chinuch Chachamim in Kuf Yud Dalad Shal To Lama Lo Nagu Anoshim Lecha Mishnah. Apparently, in his time, women didn't do Lecha Mishnah. He wants to know why in the world not. The Ein Lomar the Hazocha Motzim B'Shalom, not because the husband is Motzim. In Kain Lo Yivarchu Brichas Hamotzi. That's an important thing. A lot of people are not familiar with that. If you have, let's say we have a table, we're all eating together Shabbos, and I have the Lecha Mishnah, if I make the emotzi and I pass Chalar, everyone doesn't make their own bracha. If you yotze my Lecha Mishnah, you yotze my bracha also. You only make your own bracha if you have your own Lecha Mishnah. I've seen a lot of people not be aware of that, but that's clear from the social code, it's clear from other sources. In other words,
your
own Lecha Mishnah. You should have your own Lecha Mishnah, you want to make Hamotzi. If they're passing around Challah from the... If I break the Challah, I give them one a piece, they don't make the whole Lecha Mishnah.
And you don't think that the person, that the Mevarich, is going to have you in mind for Lecha Mishnah?
He does, but...
What happens if he doesn't?
So I hope he does. I mean, Stama is that the guy is making Hamotzi, understands this for everybody. That's one of the reasons they say Rishus. You know, calls everybody's attention. Sometimes you go to Bar Mitzvah, like everyone has their own Lecha Mishnah, because that's right. But,
sure, maybe I'm misunderstanding. Is the Lecha Mishnah a second, or is the Lecha Mishnah a single one? Because you go to Bar Mitzvah, there's only one in front of you.
Right, so I think that you should make on two, should get the person next to you. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but Shabbos, yeah. So anyway, that's, right. Shabbos, we'll see about Yom Tov maybe at the end of your time. But anyway, so Shaul Kluger is one thing, so that can't be. Right, that was a side point, but he says, he says, some Rishonim seem to say, quotes the Prima Gadim, who says that it's women are chayav in Lecha Mishnah, because mikach afein avos sanes. On the other hand, he says, afein avos sanes, like Rabbi Tom mentioned before. The whole reason we have Lecha Mishnah is because, it's a zecher to the double portion of the month. So why not say, afein avos sanes? So Rishonim Kulga says, l'dayti, I don't agree with that. He says, l'dayti minig yisol tarhi, ki ein div avin nir mizeh. The Bishlom agabe dal koso, sumigila, the Iker HaMitzah HaVelizit Karin VaHodol HaNeis Atzmo. When it comes to something like Megillah or Ner Chanukah, where the whole essence of the mitzvah is Hodol, thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, let's be honest here. How many here, when we say Lecha Mishnah, we think about the month too much? Is that what we're doing? Is a double portion on Shabbos, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the month fell? So you know, the Shaul Kluger says, you can disagree, but Shaul Kluger says there's a little bit of disconnect. In other words, when it comes to Purim, so if Hashem Tov reads the Megillah, so the whole idea is we're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Nes Purim. We like Hanukkah, the whole essence of Hanukkah, the Hodah for the miracle of Hanukkah. It says of Shaul Kluger, is that the essence of Lechem Mishnah, is we're thanking Hashem for the Mon? It's not exactly an idea of Hodah in the same sense. That's what he claims. There, the Ikar of Israel is called Hodah Meis Atzma Lechach, Shach Lamath and Abbasan Eis. Lechem Mishnah, Otto Havizela Hodah Meis Haman. Is that true? Zeh no. Rakam is ikaron a masayor v'amashishi lechem mishnah. There's the edus v'os on mitzvah Shabbos. It has to do with. It's just another thing whereby Shabbos is distinguished from other days. It's not that there's a specific hochiyum hodah for the mon. No, that's what he claims. It's not like that. It's just to highlight the significance of Shabbos in some way. But it's not an idiot of hodah that it's shayach to say afei no ba'asneis. In came hamitzos rakam is ikaron edus on Shabbos. In came hamarakish hamitzos. That's what he claims. He says that it's he doesn't think that the reason should apply over here, because it's not done as a hodah for the nes. It's part of the distinguishing the significance of Shabbos. Okay, there's other things that he mentions. Okay, in fact, he says something we'll see in the Ran in a second. He quotes some other Rishonim that we can really see it in here, because the Ran wasn't printed, but the Ran says it. The Ran and Shabbos of Mem Dalam and Aleph on the page of the Riv, Dear Master Chosor in his Tam, he says this. He says that there's another reason. You don't need Afin Havo Sanes. You don't need all the fancy lumdas. A very simple thing. Are women from Chayiv and Kiddush on Shabbos? Yes. I to Mitzvah Sesei Shazman Grama. But we have the rule of what? Kol She Yeshno B'Shira, Yeshno B'Shmira, Yeshno B'Shira. Because the Torah has two expressions, Yasser Sadibros, regarding Shabbos. It says Zohar Sama Shabbos Akadcho, it says Shomar Sama Shabbos Akadcho. Zohar is understood to refer to Mitzvah Sasei. Do something regarding Shabbos that highlights the fact that Shabbos Zohar, make mention, remember. Shomar Sama Shabbos is to observe the Lo Sasei. We know that Kadosh Baruch Hu stated the two words at once, like we say in the Chadodi, Shomar V'Zohar B'Dibur Echad. So what was that, a trick? I mean, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu have to say Shomer and Zohar at the same time? I mean, they had to show off that he could do something that we can't do. Well, you know, like a human being, no matter how fast he talks, can't say two words at the same time. So Kadosh Baruch Hu has a trick, he could say two words at the same time. What was the purpose? So the Gemara says, no, it's a teacher din. Or in Brachas Tavchah, Shulah Tavchah, it says, Kol Shi Yeshno, Shmira Yeshno B'Shkira. Whoever has to keep Shomer has to keep Zohar. Even if it weren't the Dibur Echad, you know, because there are other things there that weren't the Dibur Echad, but they come together. So Kol Shi Yeshna, Mishmira, Yeshna, Mishmira. Whoever has to keep Shmira, also has to keep Shmira. So the male women certainly have to keep the Losas as a Shabbos, because remember, the rule of Mitzvah Asay Shazman Groma is only Mitzvah Asay Shazman Groma. Mitzvah Losas said they have to keep the same as men. So we have a rule. We have a similar rule by requiring Matzah on Leil HaSeder. Because the Gemara says, whoever has to keep the lav of not eating chometz also has to keep the aseh, yes, eating matzah on the Leil Seder. Because yes, Yeshua Baal Tocha Chometz, Yeshua Kumasai Kumachol Matzah. Right? So it's the same kind of thing. So says the Ran, and the Shalkuga quoted it, says the Ran, that's why women have to keep Lechem Mishnah. Because it's not just Kiddush, it's everything which is under the aseh of Shabbos. Right, there's Lechem Mishnah, Shal Shudas, whatever else, Oneg Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, whatever else is included, so to speak, under the Zohar of Shabbos. So then, so the implication there is that it's a derisa. Exactly, that's what I point out. The implication of that is a derisa. So we have different strains among the Rishonim as to whether Lechem Mishnah is a mitzvah saseh midaraisa. It's only drabbanon, and you can. You see different sources.
If we do require it, is whatever the mitzvah is for a man the same mitzvah for a woman?
Where they're brought in, yeah. Where women are obligated, yeah. I think so.
So an Afkan Hayu is, puts them on the same level as mitzvah. Theoretically, my wife, you say through my wife's mouth.
Right. Well, yeah. Okay. There's a question on the Kiddush. So the Gemara discusses whether it's right, or, for example, there's a whole different discussion by Megillah we spoke about a few years ago. Could be that Megillah, because the women have a chiyuv of Shmiya, not of Kriya. There's a whole Torah about it based on a Bahag. According to the Bahag, it's not right. That's the Ramah. And the Ramah passing like that, Bahag and Purim, even the women have to hear the Megillah, but they have a different chiyuv. It's not quite the exact same thing. So there could be distinctions. I once want to suggest maybe by Hanukkah, the difference is also, although the Pashtus is not. The Pashtus is simple reading. Pashtus is left to right Hanukkah, and it can be also the woman's life, and that's it. You know, that's for sure. But the Mikra Megillah, there's a sheet of the Bahagram, more Paskins like. So the a woman should read the Megillah for a man. Aside from other things you want to mention, that it's Pavel of Meir, it's not right. But in other cases, technically speaking, the answer is yes. So just, anyway, what I mentioned, it's a, you know, it's kind of a, seems to be a machlokas among the Rishonim really already, as to what the nature of the mitzvah of the Lecha Mishnah is. The Taz, it's in the Tof Resh Ayin Ches. Didn't print that on the sheets for whatever reason. I don't know what program it is, but sort of printed it out. I can never get the Taz somehow. It's in the Tof Resh Ayin, sorry, over here if it's right. It's in the Tof Resh Ayin Ches, Sif Cotton Beis. Excuse me. So it's actually in talking about Tzilchus Chanukah. Talking about Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. That's the issue that the Taz is talking about. Anyway, in the course of the discussion, the issue there, many remember the Gemara in the end of the Sugya of Chanukah. Let's say a guy's only got enough money either to buy Ner Chanukah or to buy Ner Shabbos. What comes first? That's the famous Gemara, right? The Rambam and the Rambam of Tzilchus Chanukah. What do you do first, right? The person is very poor. So anyway, what about other needs of Shabbos? So the Taz writes over there, Tzilchus Chanukah, he says, the guy's poor, he has enough to eat as bread for Lecha Mishnah or his wine for Kiddush. Now remember, you can technically make Kiddush on the Pas. So the Taz writes, the whole Lecha Mishnah lechua alma d'oraisa. Openly, kula alma. He said, lechua alma d'oraisa. Halecha Mishnah lechua alma d'oraisa. Because Amar of Abba, perkol kisei. The same Lecha Mishnah. That's the Gemara that we mentioned in Shabbos. Kufi Zanar Beis. So the Taz understands the Gemara face value, and that's he says strongly. Kul Alma, everyone agrees. We just saw a lot of them agrees, but many agree, I guess. It's a lot of the world agrees. And he says, Vishalash Sudas Gam came to Oraisa. Shalash was also the Oraisa. Taz says the whole shebang is the Oraisa. So certainly, he holds that way. However, the Vogan Avram, and that did appear, I think, on the pages here. Number 12. The Magen Avraham Tzun Reish Nun Dalet Sivkot and Chav Gimel. You just have to read the end, the very end. The Lecha Mishnah Mikomakom Eina Chova Kolkach. So the Magen Avraham Paskin, the Lecha Mishnah is not such a strong kiyuv. Sounds like it's not the Raisa. Okay, Machokas, the Raisa, the Rabbanim. The Maisa, we are observing Jews, so we keep all the Rabbanim too. So whatever it'll be, the Raisa, the Rabbanim, it's a Machokas. Okay. Now the question is, what exactly is the nature of this, or what's the essence, what's behind this mitzvah Lecha Mishnah? Well, it's the Raisa Rabbanan. So Rashi on that sugi in Shabbos, and the source number 13 is printed there, Shabbos Kufi Zana Beit, that same sugi, Vata L'chule Sherusa, that was the practice of Rav, was it? Rav Zera. Rav Zera used to cut a big piece, a Kula Sherusa. Prusa Gadola, Rashi says, yeah? A big piece. The Dailo Bala Osa Sula L'Kovet Shabbos. The Nira Kimechaviv Suda Shabbos Lishadek Lechol Arbe. He wanted to give Suda Shabbos more covet, make a study, had a big piece of challah that really enhanced, that dignified them. He had one piece of suffice for the whole meal, big challah. As Rashi writes, Mechaviv, that was the way he showed chiba for Suda Shabbos. Okay, Lishadek Lechol Arbe. So one could argue, and I think that's what Rashi seems to hold, now what then is Lecha Mishnah? Even though Zera didn't use Lecha Mishnah, but his comment, it's in the sugya of Lecha Mishnah. One could argue that the essence of Lecha Mishnah is that it gives covet. It's usually have one piece of bread, a meal. I mean, today is a whole different situation altogether, because many of us don't have bread altogether with meals in the same way that it used to be. But Lamaisa, you go to a fancy meal, you start off with bread. Shabbos, you have two. In other words, it's a din in so to speak, in covet Shabbos. It's not a din, so to speak, in Hamotzi, in the bracha has to be recited over two challahs or something. It's a din somehow in the Sud of Shabbos. That's what it looks like from that Rashi. That's what Rav Zera did. He didn't use two, he used one big one, and that enhances. So we use two, but that's the machokas, so to speak. It's two enough, one enough, whatever the number is, but the whole goal is to enhance the Sud of Shabbos.
Unless it's right?
Well, it doesn't say. It just somehow the fact that there was, extra money, it just made Shabbos different. It highlighted the difference of Shabbos. Unless you want to argue that goof is a machokas. Maybe the first opinion of Kana and the Rav Abba, they held the dafka after two, and Abzeir said you don't have two. The whole idea of what's a machokas is it a din if possible that's a machokas amoraim? Well, I don't know if Rashi learns it that we don't have to say Rashi, but it could be the machokas amoraim. What's behind the machokas amoraim is what is it? Is it a din the brichas hamotzi? We're saying hamotzi lechem in aretz, right? At that time, we're thinking about the mon that the Kadosh Baruch Hu provided, you know, sustenance to the Jews in the midbar. So we say hamotzi lechem in aretz, and Shabbos you have to have two. You have to make bracha on two loaves of bread. Or is it a din not so much in the bracha hamotzi? It's a din in the sud of Shabbos. Maybe that's the machlokes. Or maybe everybody agrees that it's a din in enhancing the sud on Shabbos. The Rambam writes, so those brachas are exanal ha-gimel. There's a few din about cutting bread in general. Notice it's in Hilchos brachas, not Hilchos Shabbos. Ain't about say every shaylim tzoa. I should have melech ha-lif, you have to have salt, but different din. Okay? And the ain't about say lo pusak tana neshaner kitzar ayim, lo pusak do yosvik ha-beitim neshaner karamson. You shouldn't break bread over a tiny piece, you know, it looks cheap, or a big piece, it looks like you're starving. But on Shabbos, you should cut a big piece, have a big loaf of bread on Shabbos. And on Paschal, like that, sheep, the Rambam said, there are more chashav and chal on Shabbos. So it sounds like the Rambam holds, very possible anyway, sounds like the Rambam holds, that it doesn't matter what you cut and how much you eat, you have more at the table on Shabbos. It just enhances the suit of Shabbos. It enhances the status, yeah.
According to Rashi, it seems, I think, that you would have to, if you extend Rashi over here to Lacha Mishnah, then yeah. you'd have to eat both pieces of bread, because he says, you want to daf eat a lot.
Okay, you could say like that. You definitely could say like that. Let's take a look. I think that it's definitely possible. I thought from the Rambam, and I thought from Rashi, I hear your dick is in the word Lechel, okay, my dick was in the covered Shabbos, so to speak, right? But you may be right. You want to dive the other way. But I thought that the idea was, in both Rashi and the Rambam, and I'm not forcing this down anyone's throat, I'm just suggesting, that it's an idea of somehow just having more for Shabbos, having more there, whether you eat it, whether it's... That's not the Indian. The Indian is that the Suda should look more of like a fancy meal. It's possible you're right. And the truth is, Rosh Bo says for sure, like you say. I understand it. Again, he starts with Shalosh Shudas. Okay? He's talking for the first half of the piece, he's talking about Shalosh Shudas. Now, if you look down about a halfway down, it's Verova. His opinion, we had Rab Abba, he has Verova. Rava de Basa Kulish Arusa Pirish Harb Shimon. Listen to what he says. The betziah is the cutting of the challah. He's saying you actually have to cut double the amount. It's not just a matter of having the table. Remember we had, you know, one guy held one, but he cut one. He said, no, the other opinion holds that the betziah is pishnayim. And that's because the chum, the kol milah de Shabbos kufel, shnei kvasin, okay? Everything in Shabbos is double. Yom HaShabbos, Shnei Kvasim. Mizmor Shir, Zemar Shir.
You have to cut into two.
He says, cut into. Lecha Mishnah, Zohar V'Shomer. The nearest Shemitah Al-Zed L'Havik Shtei Neiros. That's why we like two candles. Minimum of two candles. Because everything in Shabbos is double. It sounds like he, if I'm understanding correctly, again, I don't insist that this is the Pshat, but I think he's saying that, no, the idea is to cut into both Chalas. You see, according to I understand Rashi and the Rambam, you have a big piece, but it's not a matter of how much you eat or how much you break into. It's a matter of what you have at the table, yeah. It's hard to say. It's, you know, what Donnie was going to die because the Rambam, that the Rashi said earlier, Lechel. I don't know. I don't see necessarily you have to eat extra. He's saying you still have to cut into it. I don't know. But that's what it looks like, from the Rashi Bor. So it's possible. I'm not trying to force him on Chokos Rishonim here. But it's possible to suggest that according to the machlokas here is what the opinion of Lecha Mishnah is. That to have more to eat more, like you're saying, to eat more, to have more, or no, just the suit is enhanced. Shulchanach Paskin and Archaim Sun Reish Ayin Dalat Vipalim. Botzea al Shtei Kikaros, Shlemos, you make Hamotu with two whole rolls. Sha'ocha Shtei Biyadu Botzea Tachtona. You cut the bottom one. Right, there's two challahs, you cut the bottom one. Ramo Erd is Afka Belele Shabbos. That's on Leil Shabbos. Friday night you cut the bottom. Yom Shabbos, Ol Yom Tov, Sei Ol Yom. I think that has to do with a certain, that's right, the Tam Odor Kabbalah. So I don't know exactly why, but on Friday night you cut the bottom one, and on Shabbos day you cut the top one. The way I remember it, I don't know why, not so hard to remember, but somehow I always remember, you know, which one are you going to cut. So something so tired Friday night. So the way I remember is it's Lecha Mishnah is a double portion of Mon, right? So first came down the Friday morning portion of Shabbos portion came on top. So Friday night, cut the Friday portion of Shabbos day, cut the top. So that helps you remember fine. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, is Al Pi Kabbalah. The Bir HaGra there, and that was a Reish Ayin Dalet, which I guess also didn't print out here. Notice how the Shulchan Aruch didn't say you have to cut both. You cut either the top or the bottom, whichever it is. But you're not cutting both. Right? Not like that Rashba. Right? They didn't say to cut both. There's a whole tumult. You cut the first, you cut the bottom of the... But the Vilna Gaon comments, just to find it inside here, it didn't come out. What is it? Reish Ayin Dalet, right? So the Gaon, the Dibra Maschil Alstei, here it is, right, it's Alstei, Veika kamosha kosta v'shav shal lachtoch shneihem. The Bi'ur HaGra disagrees. The Gaon says the proper thing is to cut them both. Kepirish harashbo. Like the Rashba is referring to our Rashba, Rav Haigon, or the Rashba quotes Rav Haigon there. Okay, Akula Sherusa. Right? The Parish Rashi Koshimod, my master Koshimod, Gamal Shakula Sherusa Bachuk. Okay, the Gaon clearly learns that there's a machlokas between the Rashi and the Rashba learns. Again, the Vilna Gaon is always cryptic. He doesn't spell everything out. But if I understand it correctly, the Bi'ur HaGra is saying, like the Rashba, you have to cut both. You have to cut. As a matter of fact, some people, you know, I think by some of the Rebbes, they have, they have 12 loaves, and they cut all 12. They cut from every, they got all the chsidim, they have funny shirayim to give out. But I mean, it's, I think there's such a minute that people have extra challahs to, you know, that they cut more. But the Bi'ur, you know, the Bi'ur HaGra, not that he's, agreeing with the chsidim, but he's saying that, you have to cut both of them. The Mechaber and the Ramah discuss the top on the bottom on night, day, whatever. But the Bi'ur HaGra writes to cut them both. So, like the Rosh Chodesh.
People have a
tzia, yeah, yeah.
But is that what that means, literally?
Yeah, breaking it is double. They have to break double the amount. Double the amount of rolls in usual. I think that's what it means. I think so. That's what the Rosh
Chodesh...
More than usual. Every day you take one, and Shabbos have to break into two. Pishnayim is double than usually.
Right, but it wouldn't necessarily mean two different pieces of lechem.
No, but that's sort of a given, and now yes, but he's saying, and then you got to cut into it. I think. Yishayim was the whole, right? Even the betzi, even the cutting into it. I think that's what it means. Anyway, but that's just as a machlokas the Mechavan Armo on one side, and the Bi'ur HaGra on the other side. Maybe this very same machlokas. Now, one of the nafkaminas that may chop in this question. It's an interesting question. Whether it's a din in Hamotzi or is it a din in, you know, sort of the Suda Shabbos? It's a very rare situation that comes up, although it could conceivably come up this year, Purim time. And that is, someone alluded to it before. The Gemara, yeah. The Gemara, in the beginning of Arvei Tzachim, the famous Suda of Parish Mapa Mekadesh. Let's say a person is eating a meal Friday afternoon. It doesn't come up that often, but let's say for whatever reason, so there's a bris that got delayed, and so the baby, and it was okay, so they did the bris, so the mold didn't show up, or so there was a pig in a bed, whatever it was, something was happening, and people were having a meal Friday afternoon, and they got carried away, and then lo and behold, someone looked out the window, in the winter times, it was 4:30, and already it's Shabbos. So we didn't have a whole spread over here. So the Gemara says, Poreis Mapo Mekadesh. You stop the meal, put a tablecloth over, change the tablecloth, move another table, and something, make kiddush, and then you continue the meal. That's the famous Poros Mapa Mekadesh. I mentioned this year Purim, because this year Purim is a Friday. So there's a whole tumult. What do you do on Purim on Friday? Ordinarily, we have the Purim Suda late in the day, let's say 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. If people have the Purim Suda, what do you do this year? It goes right into Shabbos. So there are many poskim, I think that's probably the more prevalent view, is people have the Purim Suda in the morning. You're like this. You have at least you start in the morning. Other people, though, follow the din of Poros Mapa Mekadesh. There's some people who... I think, as you saw, maybe in other places, even here, I know somebody told me that Rabbi Goldlich and Mishira and others, that's what they did. They had the Purim Suda in the afternoon, right at the Shabbos, Purim Suda in the Kaddish. So the question is, do you have to make Hamotzi again? Do you have to make a new meal? Is the Kiddush a Hefsek? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about there, in the next source, 18, Archaim Sun Reish, Ayin Aleph, Siv Dalad. Also with them, Klum Kodom Kishi Kaddish, we don't allow to eat before Kiddush, I feel him Hiskum Vod Yom. And even if you stop during the day, the Tarkal Hafsik Purim Suda in the Kaddish, you have to stop. Bars Malchus. How you show me? I'm Chila. Ain't no Omer Elam Kiddush Levad. That's a different thing. The Ain't Lo Kashvas and Baruch Hamotzi. Yesh Omer. That's what I point to. Yesh Omer. The end. Shaf Kishem Kaddish Alai Yain. Ain't Omer Baruch Hamotzi. Even if you made Hamotzi, you started the meal at 3 o'clock. Now you're breaking for this Kapparis Malchus. You have to make a new Hamotzi. So that's what I'm Chol Kishem Shulchan Aruch. Mishapura, Sukkot Yud Zion, discussing the background of the Machlokas, what is it, didn't Kiddush.
Kiddush.
Yeah.
No, in Mivarach Motzi, you may still have to have
Lechem. Oh, so I think that's a Machlokas. That'll be our Machlokas. That'll exactly be the Nafkamina of our Machlokas. If you hold that it's a din at the time of Hamotzi, that you have to have double the amount, okay, you're not making Hamotzi now, according to that Yesh Omer, right? You made Hamotzi earlier. But you're right. If you hold that it's a din somehow to enhance the Suda Shabbos, so now the guy's bringing the Suda Shabbos, when he brings out Kiddush, she also bring Lechem Mishnah. I ain't not going to wash it, and who cares? The whole idea of Lechem Mishnah is to give greater cover to Shabbos. That's what we're suggesting. So on the safer that Chavos also shown that's a possible nafkamina in this machlokas. In other words, at a time, if there is such a situation, there is, yeah, it's rare, but we parse Mount Mekadesh, and you pass like that Yesh Omrim, that you the Mechaber, that you don't make Kiddush again, that you're bringing the point exactly, you need Lechem Mishnah on. On the nafkamina, they come up in the following case. This comes up, I think, in many homes. It certainly comes up in my home. Let's say it comes Friday, Shabbos lunch. And somehow, you know, you had challah Friday night, and, you know, you had rolls, people ate. And suddenly you discover you only have one challah. But luckily, there's a rolls in the freezer. So can I take the rolls out of the freezer and use... I'm not going to eat the roll now, but I want to use it as Lechem Mishnah. Right? That's the challah. Can you use... I have a regular good challah, an edible challah, and I have another challah that takes out of the freezer. I just want to use it for Lechem Mishnah purposes. Is that okay or not? So the poskim, obviously, early poskim don't talk about freezers, but they have other similar situations. For example, the Matzah Shekel. I'll read it in side notes. It's in Shin Chof Hei. Shiv Kotten Yud Aleph. Matzah Shekel discusses Pas Akum. Pas Akum. So we know that a Jew is not permitted to eat bread which was baked by a non-Jew. That's called Pas Nocher, Pas Akum. But that's only the case if a non-Jew baked it specifically for the Jew. But if it's what we call Pas Palter, it was bread baked by a baker. He baked it for whomever. He baked it for the consumer. He doesn't know who's getting it, and the guy who's getting it doesn't know who baked it. Neither of them care. Right? And that's called pas palter, so that's what we're allowed to eat, even if it's baked by a God. Presumably, of course, it's a kosher ingredient. That's a given. Right? So that's what we rely on today. People go to the grocery store, buy, whatever, I don't know, Fryhoffers or whatever bread. You know, it's not baked by a Jew. It's probably baked by a Goy. Who bakes the donuts, whatever, it's early in the morning. So it's baked by some... by some guy, but he doesn't know who bought it, and you don't know who baked it, neither of you care. So that's permissible. That's called paspak again, provided as ashkocha that the ingredients are okay. Many people are machmer only to eat what's called pas yisrael. Certainly, many people are machmer on Shabbos. Some of the machmer say tshuva. You know, certain times people are machmer. So let's say you have a guy, and that's the case that Nachshon Shekel was talking about. Let's say you have a guy who's generally machmer at least on Shabbos, not to eat pasakum, and he has during the week he eats pasakum. But during Shabbos, he doesn't. So he has now Lechem Mishnah. He has a regular loaf of bread, which his wife baked. But he also has a loaf of bread in the cabinet that was baked by a goy, Pas Palter. So can he use that as Lechem Mishnah, even though he's not planning to eat it? He's not eating, but he's not going to eat it, but he's not going to eat it. So Lechoret may revolve around the same question. Because if it's a din, you have to break both, you have to eat everything, so then Taki wouldn't be able to count it. But if it's just a din to sort of enhance it, you have to have it at the table, you have to cut into it even, so then what's the difference? Even if it's a pasakum, you're not eating anyways. So it's a possible distinction. The Chalkus Yaakov of Breish and Breish, Yaakov Breish, Switzerland, the next Chalkus Yaakov of Chaim Simon Sadi, those days. He has a similar question. Yan, Kiyang, Beis, Mezit, Lov, Kiddush, Echlos, is Arthur, Mishan, Zizor, Lecho, Rak, Matzah, Shmur, Pesach. Similar question. Let's say a guy who's Machmer, he eats Shmur, Matzah, whole Pesach. Some people do, I eat Shmur, Matzah, whole Pesach. Not just little. They'll say that you have to eat Shmur, Matzah. That's the week. You can eat regular Matzah. It can be Matzah, Pshut, as long as it's obviously not, Chomet Stick or Egg Matzah for Ashkenazim. But you don't have to eat Matzah, Shmur all week long. Some people are machmer to try and eat matzah shmur. Some people eat the kazayas of shmur matzah every day. Let's say a person has the minute to eat matzah shmur all week. So now it's Shabbos Chalamoid. It's not to say this. It's now Shabbos Chalamoid. So he has a piece of matzah shmur, but he doesn't have lechemisha. Lechemisha he wants to take from the box in the cabinet that's a regular box of matzah pshuta, not matzah shmur. Can that count? That's what he wants to know. He doesn't eat such a thing. He overlooked or he wasn't aware of this matzah shekels. He said no one else asked the question. Anyway, he discussed a little bit. He wants to say that it is mutter. But again, it should be the same type of question. So Margaret has a chelik beis perik nun hey sif yudalad. He writes mutal atzar lechem mishne gam min lechem sheino ochal achshav. Okay, you're allowed to minstar of even something you're not eating right now. Im mitzad sheino roya achshav mitzvaso kom b'leil seder. Forget about Shabbos Cholamot. What if it's the leil seder? What if it's the seder night? And you, of course you're going to eat the shmur, but can you have as the second piece the piece you're not eating not shmur? Actually, the otzim achshav yeshal rak matzmur achas yochol atzar matzah sheino shmur. Okay, or he mentions what if it's an iser kigon lechem chalavi? Let's say you have milchig bread, you have a roll that's milchigs. So you know you're only supposed to bake milchig bread. You make a simen to remind you that it's milchigs. Now I'm having fleshigs at the Shabbos meal, so I'm certainly not going to eat this other loaf. But I need another loaf for lechem ishik. I take the other loaf out of the fridge, out of the cabinet, even if it's milchigs. But I'm not going to eat it. That's the same question, right? Or have it this year. Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos. Right, we have the funny situation this year, it's for the last time in many years. It happened relatively common occurrence over the last number of years. And I think it's not going to happen for 20 years, something like that. It'll be a long time again before Erev Pesach on Shabbos. Same thing with Purim on Friday. So Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos. And that's always the problem, because what are you supposed to wash on? Can't eat bread after, you know, 9:22 or whatever, 10:34, whatever the time will be that year, right? You can't eat chametz anymore. The minig is not to eat matzah, at least in our patients. Some people from Rosh Chodesh Nisan already, some people from Purim already, don't eat matzah. So what are you supposed to wash on? So that's why all the shuls have an early minion. Everyone has Ashkama minion. On our patient goes to Shabbos, you can get home before whatever this amount of chametz is, you can eat the chametz. And then there's a whole question of you know, getting rid of it. I remember the first time this happened a few years back when I said to my wife, you know, we'll have, I want to have a roll. Some people will use egg matzah. I want to use a regular loaf, regular bread. So I thought we'd have the meal in the same room, you know, in the dining room. And my wife said, are you crazy? We're going to have chametz in the room that I have set up for the Seder? It's not happening, you know. So we ate in the family room. Everyone's got a whole, everyone's nervous about crumbs all over the place. And, you know, some people eat, you know, we'll eat egg matzah. Some people eat dafke egg matzah made out of grape juice because that's what the Rambam says is not kosher for the matzah per se. They're different minhagim. But anyway, the Shul Shabbos wants to know. It's Erev Pesach Shacharis B'Shabbos. So I don't want to have too many rolls around the house. The last thing you need is extra rolls left over. Right? So you have to make sure just to buy enough that everyone will eat it up, consume everything. That's what I told the kids. They can eat whatever we have. Here's the bread. You know, we're not serving the next course until all the bread's gone. Right? On Erev Pesach Shacharis B'Shabbos. So you don't want to have extra. So here's my idea. I have matzah, tons of matzah in the house, because Pesach's coming up, the house is Pesach, I have matzah. We're in the other room, so can I use the matzah and alecha mishnah? It's all the same Shabbos. That's what Shmei Shabbos talks about. Okay? So he says all these things, yochol atzav alecha mishnah, all these cases, it's mutter. Okay? Yeah. The only thing is, if something is awesome, it's not a din, so there's muktzah, it says yefshal atzav. Then he says, as he says earlier, if you base, he also paskins mutter atzav alecha mishnah lechem kafu. He also matters using freezer. The only thing is he quotes from the footnote that he heard from Shlomo Zalman that maybe if it's so frozen that it's mamish, he says, kosher ke'evin, it's hard as a rock. So he says, lo royal achila, then any achal it starve. And it's not like matzah and Erev Pesach and so on, because at least those things are considered food. This may not be considered food in this state, so maybe it has to be always somewhat soft. Anyway, all of this revolves around the exact same shal. And finally, you know, for this, from Sofer has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Aruch Hamsin, and Vav. Wonders also about what if you have, you know, one of the feasts broke. That's the question, right? Look at the Shaila. Shaltani al Garmisha Nishbara lo Ugo Sul Shabbos. Right, one of the kids broke the Lecha Mishnah, right? I mean, that's always happens when the kids took a bite out of it. I just, you know, and something like that, right? They have little kids. The kid, they left on a table, and the kid took a bite. Or something. Somebody always have that, one of the kids eats the air of Tavshilin, the same type of thing, right? So here the kid broke the Chalas. So the Mishnah Chassam, someone wants to know, Adra Mishnah Nishbarlo Uga Shul Shabbos Akama Shroin, Mimutal Tofro Bekama Kismin, can somehow, you know, like, sew it back together and make it into Lechem. By the way, there are many passing that if it's less than Shishin is broken, it still counts the whole piece. This is a side. You know, less than 160. But anyway, that's the Shalas from Sofer, and he printed the whole thing, but really he quotes in the middle, that really it's okay. The idea is, look in the middle, where each of the tshuva shabos, the sof sefer minchus Yaakov, shekosav, who, the ha divina beis kikar shleim, eino medin Torah el asmachta, the ha ilecha mishu de bekor av shalom achado palgo. He said, the whole thing is only an asmachta anyway, so it may go back to Ramachokas, or the right to Darbonah. You hold the Darbana, there's room between Makel, and if you look at the Pasuk, you could say, someone asked, you were asking Sarah before, it has to be two whole ones? I mean, Lecha Mishra can be one and a half also. As a matter of fact, it's interesting, because let's face it, Shabbos morning, let's say in the time of the month, they ate Lechara Friday night stuff, so what was left? It wasn't a whole piece, so to speak, that was left. So the whole commitment, maybe there'll be a difference between Friday night and Shabbos. I mean, that's the topic of some sort. I just want to end with a couple of quick points, since it's late already. The last sources have to do with Lecha Mishra on Yontif. Is there a din of Lecha Mishra on Yontif? That's the question. The Tosim Sochem Kuv Tezdanim and Aleph discusses the issue. he quotes in the Rif about four or five lines of Adam. He says, double portion fell on Erev Yontif too. So says the Rif. So if Tosim, wait a minute. It doesn't stem with our davening, because we say in Shachar, it's a kosher shalom, he's following the Ato Kidashto, and Shabbos, on a Friday night, I mean. It says, Ato Kidashto, Yom Shri, it says, Uverachto mikol hayomim, v'kidashto mikol hazmanim. Mikol hazmanim. Shabbos is greater than every day, and it's greater than Yom Tovim. Uverachto mikol hayomim, kidashto mikol hazmanim. We already learned in the beginning of this year, of Rashi and Breishas, that Berchob Amon and Kitchob Amon. So that's the Diak of Tosus says over here, Amrum, it's not Rashi, it's a Mechilta, Amon, Birchum, Amon, Kicho, Masri Yantav, Hayamon, Railroad. Maybe Amon did come down on Yantav. So therefore, maybe it didn't, shouldn't apply on Yantav. Tosin Beitza, on Beiz and Beiz, again, towards the end, he writes, maybe four lines at the bottom, Payment, the Khan Masri, Shamon, Lawyer, it'd be Yantav, because here's Rashi. Right, and others disagree, so it's a question of the month fell. What's interesting is, because you could argue, why couldn't the month fall on Shabbos? What's the big deal? Well, the answer is because on Shabbos, how are carrying? It's a Hotzah. But on Yom Tov, there's no Hotzah. Right? So that's the next Tosfos. The Tosfos in Shabbos, Peizan and Beis, Tchumen, I'll keep the pen sure. Huh? Yes, that's a question. Is there something else like Mamer or other types of things? But here, just Lachar, he's going to pick something up. But maybe, that's not the reason, because maybe the issue of carrying didn't come until the Aseret HaDibros. That's next week's Seder. And we mentioned at the beginning of this year that they were commanded about Shabbos with regards to the month already before our Sinai. So maybe one thing doesn't do the other. That's a further question.
It's about
the covenant
Shabbos and having double.
Oh, so that's the issue, right. So it may come back to the Chakira possibly. I'll just end this. Binyan Shlomo Kohen of Vilna, Dain of Vilna. Simon Yud test. He asked a different question. Listen to this one. Let's assume a double portion of Mon fell, for Yontif also. So he asks, Simon Yud test, Roy Levar, Yontif Shecholios to Erev Shabbos. Let's say Yontif was on Friday, right? Or Shecholios Achar Shabbos. Like we see a Pesach, Yontif fell after Shabbos, Sunday. He asks on Yach Lechem Sholo Shal Shulchan. Maybe Lechem Mishnah is not enough. You need three. Because if it didn't fall on Shabbos, it didn't fall on Yontif, I mean, let's say Yontif, Friday went right into Yontif, Shabbos went right into Yontif, Pesach this year. Right, so maybe a triple portion of month fell on Friday. And we should have, that arrangement, we should have Lechem Mishulash. Right, that's what he discusses. We have a whole discussion about Lechem Mishulash in general. Anyway, he posits the following one with this. He said there could be, that maybe with both, all these sheets of Mishulash are both right. The month did fall on Yontif, but yet there was also month did fall on Yontif, but there's also Lechem Mishra on Yontif. Why? Because he suggests that the truth is people eat at night also. Motzai Shabbos, Motzai Yontif. He suggests, based on Midrashim and whatever else, that on Shabbos the double portion sufficed even for Motzai Shabbos as well. But on Yontif the double portion was less. That's the distinction between Shabbos and Yontif. On Yontif, it was enough for the Yontif daytime meal, but for Motzoi Yontif, for Tuesday night, or whatever night it is, that there wasn't that fell on Yontif, because there's no problem with Hotzos. He tries to, unify the Shitas. But in any event, as I say, there's a Machlokas where there was a double portion of Mana Erev Yontif. I think the more widespread practice in Kali Yisrael is that we do use, Lechem Mishra on Yontif as well. Just be aware that the Machlokas. Okay. Someone on Good Shabbos.
Okay, so let me
Got it. You got a cup?